I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, blue sky, and 94 degrees. KSL's top story. The future of fall football is looking dismal on the news that Utah State's football season has been nixed. The Mountain West has canceled all of its fall sports, not just football.
That has reaching effects, not just for Utah State, of course, but BYU's best games on their schedule that still remained were Utah State and Boise State that remained from their original schedule, and those games are now gone. San Diego State also off of the schedule for BYU, so it affects everybody here locally especially.
But what about the Pac-12? We'll have to see, but rumor is they'd follow the lead of the Big Ten, which is expected to make its announcement canceling the season tomorrow. KSL News Time 601, a shooting outside the White House abruptly interrupted the president's COVID briefing this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, there were a few unnerving moments when a Secret Service agent asked the president to leave a news conference. But the calm president was back within minutes to explain the reason for his abrupt departure.
It was a shooting. It was law enforcement shot someone, seems to be the suspect, and the suspect is now on the way to the hospital.
The president saying he was not aware of the suspect's motives or whether he had made any threats. The man is in critical condition. President Trump's multiple executive orders concerning pandemic relief are causing confusion as to whether he has the authority to take such actions. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president hopes the average American will quickly see some relief money.
I don't have an exact readout for you on time, but a lot of this will depend on states.
One order would extend unemployment benefits, but states would have to pitch in to pay for the extended benefits. California Governor Gavin Newsom says that would be a daunting task for states like his.
We're going to need the federal government to provide the support, or we are at peril of being in a position where we're making false commitments, false promises to millions of Californians.
Newsom says the president's orders are not workable. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
What a great time to visit Ruth. KSL News Time 602. Labor officials and lawmakers in Utah are scrambling to figure out how they would implement President Trump's executive order extending unemployment benefits. Some say they need a lot more information from the feds before they would know what to do. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
State officials expect there will be plenty of people calling the Department of Workforce Services wondering how they can get the extra $400 per week as ordered by the president. But the state isn't even close to being ready to give that money out. Assistant Deputy Director Nate McDonald says it could be a few weeks before the Department of Labor gives the state's instructions on what they're supposed to do. And if the state agrees to participate, lawmakers may figure out how the state would pay for its share.
Workforce Services officials are asking people to be patient while they figure this out. We have breaking news here at KSL News Radio. One of two children injured when a car crashed into the Jordan Surplus Canal Saturday night has died. Salt Lake City police and firefighters pulled two children from an upside-down sinking car on Saturday night after the driver and two other children had already escaped. Now one of those two children has died. You can see video of the original incident on our Facebook page. KSL News Time 604. More wildfires this year than last. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, Utah Fire Info says the state has had 1,000 wildfires so far this year, 75% of them human-caused. KJ Pollock with the Wasatch Cache National Forest says last week they had to divert helicopters from a larger fire to take care of some abandoned campfires that threatened to get away.
We are finding 20 to 40 abandoned campfires a week.
Debris burning, target shooting, and fireworks have also started wildfires in Utah this year. Within days, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is expected to announce his running mate. ABC's Mary Bruce tells us what she's hearing.
For just the third time in history, a woman will be picked as vice president. And there is a good chance that it could be a woman of color, which would also make history. Now, Biden has been tight-lipped about this process, but sources tell us that he has been interviewing some of the potential contenders.
Former campaign rivals, Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, are among the final choices who are still being vetted. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Just as thousands more students return to classrooms this week, another study shows how easily children can get the virus. More than 97,000 children in the U.S. tested positive for the coronavirus in the last couple weeks of July. A report from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association found a 40% increase in child cases just during those 2 weeks alone. And most public health experts say getting younger children back to school should be a priority over getting older kids back in class. ABC's Sherry Preston with more.
Nearly 340,000 youngsters have tested positive for COVID-19, but that's a small number compared to the 5 million Americans overall who've been infected.
The best data we have is that younger kids transmit less. Not that they transmit zero, but that they transmit less. And there is very good data on educational reasons to get the younger kids back in.
Harvard Global Health Institute Director Dr. Ashish Jha says each child, of course, lives with an adult. So do teachers and staff. Mandatory masks, social distancing, and ventilation, all important factors for schools to keep in mind. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, trouble spots?
Yeah, we now have emergency traffic. This is due to this crash northbound on I-15, blocking two right lanes of traffic prior to 90th South. Right now, you have solid delays, and speeds are at a crawl back to 123rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, there was one event that wasn't canceled this summer. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.